hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the game show that critics are calling, quote, more disturbing than Squid Game.
Oh, really?
That's scary.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, after every date, she swears you'll never see her again. And she's not wrong, because she's secretly watching you through your second-story bathroom window.
Oh, what?
Meet Starin Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be here.
I think I see you out the window right now, Aaron.
There
she
is.
There you are.
I'm staring at us.
And in the other corner, she lures guys in online with a sexy photo of herself holding a power tool until they arrive at her place, only to find piles of unassembled furniture. And that's why they call her IKEA Mia.
Oh my God.
Here's how the game works. One contestant is going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards we'll declare a winner. Are our contestants ready?
Yes.
All right. Starin Aaron, kick us off.
So my date took me to the zoo, and we walked past some monkeys. One of the monkeys screeched really loudly. And so my date says, "We're not going anywhere because that monkey is challenging my manhood."
No.
What are you, like, throwing poop at him?
Yeah, what is he going to do? Like, have a monkey stare down?
So for the next 20 minutes, he's there standing in front of the monkey cage, making really loud noises, pounding on his chest, pounding on the glass. Oh.
Did he end up establishing dominance?
We actually got kicked out.
Security guards have dominance.
IKEA Mia, you got to hit back.
Wow.
One time, this guy picked me up in his car for a date, and we were driving, and we got stuck in an hour for traffic.
Okay.
And so it was, like, really awkward. And then I was like, okay, well, why don't you just, like, pull off at the next exit? We can, like, go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And that's when he turned to me, and he was like, "This is the date."
What? Like, sitting in?
Yes. He was like, "That's how you get to know someone, because they show their true colors."
Oh, wow.
What'd you do?
I mean, I told him to pull off at the next round, but I called an Uber and got out of there.
And then had a date with the Uber driver.
Yeah. Instantly better. Yeah.
All right, that bell means the end of round one. We're on to the second round. Time to step it up. Aaron, go ahead.
So my date was to the movies, and at this specific movie theater, you had to reserve your seats ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been really nice, but he didn't reserve the seats beforehand. So when we got there, there were, like, no seats together.
So you guys sat separate?
Oh, yes. Throughout the whole movie, he was texting me, "Hey, how's it going?" Or, "Ooh, what did you think of that part?"
He's, like, trying, but it's not helping.
At least he's,
like,
thinking of you.
Yeah.
I'm like, it would have kind of been nice, actually.
It was really not nice, though, because he didn't turn his notification sound off.
No.
So the whole movie, you could hear my text pinging.
Ding!
Oh, my God.
Anytime there's, like, a good scene.
That's a deal breaker.
Mio.
Oh, my gosh. I made plans to meet this guy for coffee, and he was, like, 30 minutes late.
Ugh.
All of a sudden, he comes running inside. He's, like, in a fluster, and he's like, "You follow me, follow me." So I'm like, "All right, whatever."
What?
He takes me to this random office building. There are, like, all these workers.
Okay.
And he's like, "I'm really sorry, but my assistant just quit." And then he hands me a notepad, and he's, like, begging me to just, like, stay and fill in for her. Yeah.
I want you to work.
And she's like, "And I've been at that company for 7 years.
Yeah, right. No, obviously I left.
He's
Another
assistant quits on me.
Yeah. All right, we're on to the third and final round. Ladies, these have to be your best stories. So, Starin Aaron, give it to us.
So my Tinder date said, "I know this new artist, and I have tickets to this show."
Okay, yeah.
So nice.
He sends me the details of, like, where to meet him, and a day later I show up at the meetup spot that he had texted me, the address, and it's his house, and there's all these pillows, like, strewn about.
Like, in his living room, or...?
Like, outside on his lawn.
Okay.
And there's, like, laundry baskets that he turned into this, like, stage and screen.
It's very creative.
So I'm putting it together that maybe the artist was playing in his front lawn.
Well, I had some hope that the artist would maybe show up, but it wasn't. It was him. He turned on a disco ball and started singing karaoke.
Oh no. Karaoke?
He didn't even have a band?
That's not even the worst part of it. So I guess he had invited all these other women from Tinder to come.
Oh, no way!
And, yep, they all show up.
I see why it's bad. You had competition.
You're just jealous because he sold out.
All right, IKEA Mia, make it your best one.
I went to a Mexican restaurant with a really cute guy.
Okay.
And after we sat down, the waitress brought out chips and salsa. Yeah. I like went to reach for some and he slapped my hand away.
What?
And he goes, Miss Cheeky eats first.
Who's Miss Cheeky?
Oh my gosh.
He pulls out this like tiny little hamster. And he, like, puts it in the chip bowl.
Ew.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And, like, lets it play around in there while he's, like, cooing at it.
I had a nanosecond where I thought that was cute.
Yeah. Put it in the bowl. I'm calling the health department.
Yeah.
Then he's like, would you like to join Miss Cheeky for dinner tonight?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
That's his way of offering me chips and salsa. And I'm like, hell no. Yeah.
No.
You don't want Miss Cheeky sloppy seconds?
Rolling around.
There it is. That's the final bell. That means the match is over. Alexis, who are you giving it to?
I'm going for Mia because Miss Cheeky. That's too gross.
That's one for IKEA Mia. Yeah.
I gotta go stare at Aaron for the zoo monkey boy.
No,
I do. Tied up.
Pretty bad.
All comes down to Jose.
Because of the hamster. IKEA Mia, that was amazing.
There it is. Congratulations, IKEA Mia.
Yay!
You are the winner of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your dating life is even sadder than what happened to Bambi's mom.
Oh!
It's not.
It's pretty sad, though.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Congratulations. That's Battle of the Tinder Dates. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.